Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to give up gas. Just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning. Welcome once again to Free on the Inside, the internet program to inform you, to encourage you, to challenge you to be about God's business. And this morning we have a great guest on this morning. They're no strangers to the Blog Talk Network. They are on here once again to give us an update on what's been going on in their program. But this morning we have the Positive Breathing a unit that's on this morning. They have served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area by helping children and families and caretakers to learn and to manage asthma. This morning, I'd like to introduce you this morning, Nurse Diedrich is on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, great. God bless you. Thank you for coming on now. Well, introduce yourself and tell us about your program.
I'm so excited to be here. First and foremost, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to help those who can't help themselves. And this opportunity definitely gives us a foundational view of aspects of our program and how we can help better the lives of others, both in Texas and in the DFW area. Well, I'm actually here this morning to tell you about a great program that helps with asthma management and also children with disabilities. And this program is actually through the state now. Exciting news, we got sponsors, so now we are working with the state, and it is a program that will cost you nothing as long as you're eligible for it.
All right, that's great. Then tell us more.
Well, the program helps those who have either chronic illnesses, acute illnesses, or if they're high risk. So if you have a child that is between ages 0 to 20, or if you're a pregnant woman who's high risk, you've had a high risk birth, or you've had some turns in your pregnancy that you're not familiar with, our organization, we have a nonprofit, and that is Positive Breathing Organization, that is positivebreathing.org on the internet and on Facebook, and it's also asthmachasers.com.
All right, I'm looking at your website right now. It's a beautiful layout here, and you got a lot of things going on about asthma at school and caretakers and workshop events and speaking on asthma and also asthma action plans. So talk to us about some of those things.
Okay, every parent knows that their child has asthma. And if they do have asthma, a lot of times in different communities they say, well, my child has a touch of asthma, but it's not really a concern. Well, the thing about that is when a child has any chronic illness that causes a delay in active respiration cycles, it's a concern because it has to be managed. And a lot of times, you know, in the earlier 70s and 80s, when things would happen so acutely and they didn't have a lot of guidance, and often our health literacy could vary and we didn't have access to information, you know, hiccups would occur and there would be an excuse here or there. But the last word you said was asthma action plan. Now, every asthmatic should have an asthma action plan. So it kind of wipes out those gray areas that say a touch of asthma. Asthma can either be mild, moderate, or severe. Now, if it's severe, they have colors like the stoplight. It's either going to be green, yellow, or red. If it's green, it's not that bad. If it's yellow, it's severe, and it needs to be monitored, and you need to have MDI, which is a metered dose inhaler. And that's a lot of people call it my asthma pump or a rescue inhaler. And what this will do is if your child goes into distress, they generally utilize that 3 to 4 times, making sure that there's a good air exchange and that the intake of the medication is very good with a seal. They have various medical equipment, which are accessible through our program, and if you're eligible, it's free. But if they're severe, they have to be controlled with a corticosteroid agent and a rescue inhaler. And generally, it's either albuterol, ProAir, or Proventil. And the easiest way to remember that is either the inhaler is going to be blue, yellow, or red.
Okay. I have seen some of those. Now, there was a myth about when you have asthma, when you're an asthmatic person, that you're limited in playing sports and other things. How true is that? I know it depends on your level, but share some of that with us.
Okay, now when you have asthma, the best thing, as I said, is to have a plan. Okay, so if you have a child that's an asthmatic and you think, maybe my child shouldn't play sports, the best thing to do with every asthmatic is to have something called a PFT. It's called a pulmonary function test. Now, this PFT kind of gives you a snapshot of lung health. And if this PFT gives you a snapshot of lung health, it'll kind of let you know if your child has mild, moderate, or severe asthma, and if their lungs are working at the appropriate capacity. And if they're working at the best capacity, then we say, what causes the asthma attack? Is it environmental? What are the triggers? Could it be from dog or cat dandruff? Could it be from environmental allergens? Could it be from stress or exercise-induced allergies? And for that, most asthmatics, if it's stress-induced, if it's exercise-induced, or if it's allergy-induced, they should do an evaluation in the pulmonary lab, and that'll kind of tell you where your child is. So if your child is allergic to something, they'll do something called an allergen test or something called an immunocap. Now, every test that I tell you about on this network program station is covered by either General CHIPS or Medicaid. If you have a different provider for your insurance, you kind of got to look it up and go through your insurance and find out what's covered and what's not, because you want to have the maximum outcome for your asthma.
Oh, that is so true. That's so. Now, tell us about your mobile asthmatic unit. You know, how it's set up and what people can expect when they get there. Say, hey, I want to go to get an evaluation for my child, a young adult. And give them also an age parameter.
Okay. Now, the age group we work with is the same as evaluated under the program for the children with disabilities, because when you see the mobile unit, you'll see more than one to two clinicians. Either there'll be two nurses, two respiratory therapists, and we also work with the nurse practitioner. Often we'll have the unit where we have a community event. Sometimes it's at churches. A lot of times it's at schools. And during the year, we found out the best way to kind of round up the community is to have our unit accessible at one of our events. So it'll either be a dance show or you'll see a step show. And we have between 500 to 900 children between ATB, Dallas-Fort Worth, and the Houston area. And they come out and they do some performance. And we make sure we educate the community on asthma. We're also, we can also be looked up under asthmachasers.com for when we have these events. And also, we're looked up under the Asthma Community Network. We're number 42 in the nation.
All right. How many units do y'all have at this time? I know that you're developing this, but how many units do you have at this time?
Now, we utilize one at a site, and we're securing more than two units. We're having a show on November the 14th. We plan one out. And at this show, we're going to partner with a university because we had a medical group that wants to come out and help us. So they'll be able to be evaluated by a physician at that site. Or if not, they'll be evaluated in the April show by both a physician, a nurse practitioner, and a community health worker. So whenever we come out, we try to make sure that not only the education is accessible, but also the diagnostic equipment that'll tell you what kind of asthmatic you have in your family.
All right. Now, you know, this is something because it's summer month, and that's a lot of schools are going to be out for summer recess. And a lot of times we say, well, we don't need to maintain it as much as in the fall. Is it, tell us about that. Is asthma, is it a seasonal type deal, or is it all year long?
Okay, now definitely asthma is different in every asthmatic, as we all know. And a lot of times, intrinsic and extrinsic asthma, you'll speak to someone, they'll say, you know, my child is worse in the colder months, my child is worse after I cut the grass, or my child is worse on certain days. So
yes.
What we do is we go and we evaluate with the asthmatic. We find out the allergens, we talk about the allergen test, but seasonally, you'll kind of have a scope of when you're child is a little bit healthier or sicker, and if they're not in school and they're very active outside during the summer months, you kind of evaluate the environment and something called triggers. The triggers are what cause the asthma attack. Now, even if they're not outside, they can have an asthma attack inside, but the best way, the very best way to evaluate how bad is my child's asthma is something called nocturnal coughing. So if your child continuously coughs through the night and they wake themselves up coughing, and you say they have a touch of asthma, actually, they don't. They have very severe asthma. If they're an asthmatic and they cough through the night, because what the body is doing, it has a little trigger that makes the diaphragm, which is your belly breathing, hiccup, and it makes it clear the airway because not enough gas exchange is going to the vital areas of the body.
Oh, that's good to know that. That's good to know. So and that's one of the symptoms that you can say, hey, maybe we need to get some help. Now, tell me, do you have a hotline or a line where someone can call and just say, hey, I want to find some information. I suspect something. I want to call and get some advice over the phone. Or do you suggest something like that?
Okay, now the best way to contact us is always through our website. It's positivebreathing.org, and we answer every anomaly of questions, and we actually leave a contact number on that website. And the reason why it kind of makes me chuckle a bit is because we've had people call us at 4 o'clock in the morning when they were having an asthma attack, and we had to, you know, really revert them to a hospital or some emergency
yes.
services. But if you have asthma and you just want general questions, our nonprofit is always available, and the best part about it is we make sure we keep a skilled and trained respiratory therapist who can comply and correspond with you. We also always have a registered nurse on staff. We have a pediatric nurse, which is kind of important because you kind of want that perspective from a newborn. We have critical care nurses who can correspond with you. We have that ICU, CCU, critical care unit response, and also those who have been directors of nursing or those who have been in supervisory positions at a certain tier where they can let you know how your care should be coordinated. Because a lot of people, they say, well, I have asthma, but I'm on Medicaid, or, well, I have asthma and I'm on CHIPS, or, you know, maybe the asthma guy knows something about my child's autism, or I think my child has ADHD, but I don't want to tell everybody. And even if you call in and your child has ADHD, your child has asthma, your child has bipolar, your child's been in a behavioral facility and they're taking all these medications and it's kind of making you be concerned, that may make you eligible for our program. And with that program, through the state of Texas, it's called the Children and Pregnant Women Program that aids pregnant women and children. Asthma chasers can correlate your care for 12 months. It won't cost you anything as long as you're eligible. And we get a correspondence from Austin in less than 48 hours. So you get to work with coordinated facilitators, and they get to correspond and coordinate your care. And even in that program that is clarified through children and pregnant women, we help you not only with medication, because a lot of children on Medicaid and CHIPS think they can't get the prescription brand. They say, I can't get the Zopanex or I can't get the ProAir. Well, we have the formulary for Medicaid and CHIPS. So if you go to Walmart or if you go to Walgreens and they deny you of your medication and you say, I want my baby to have Zopanex and I think that other medicine doesn't work as well, what we can do is correlate your care between your physician's office, formularies that are cleared by Medicaid or Medicare, not because we like the medicine, but because it's 100% medical necessity to have the best outcome for your child. If you say, you know what, my child is sick and I can't get an appointment at my doctor, I don't know what's going on, I feel like my child's over-medicated, we can actually pay for the whole ride, round trip. And if the parent has a problem standing or walking, we can get a wheelchair van out to them to help them go to that doctor's appointment. We try to overcome every barrier, not just for asthmatics, but also for children with disability. If you have a child that's autistic, they may have some type of mental handicap. Even if they have an emotional disorder, we make sure we facilitate services that are focused and guided and coordinated to help you be 100% successful. Because a lot of children are eligible for something called 504 compliance. And these are federal laws designated by the federal government. So if they're at school and they have special needs, that they get the special accommodations. If you have asthmatic, that's a latchkey kid, and you say, you know what, I'm concerned on his walk home, we make sure that he always has access to carry his inhaler around the school. If you have a child that's autistic, or if you have a child that's ADHD or bipolar, and you say, you know what, I think they're picking on my child, or, you know, are they really helping my child complete successful goals? We make sure we have an advocate that goes in that's licensed, that's a case manager, and that they're competent with at least 5 to 7 years experience to kind of go in and speak on your behalf. So if you think during my child's classes, you know, they're not getting success because A, B, C, D, E, F, G is not set up, and this will help them reach that next level. We make sure once you're eligible for the program, we get you enrolled, that we set up something called ARDS meeting. And this ARDS meeting will be facilitated with a counselor, a principal, and with one of the educational professionals that work at your child's school to set up a plan that's documented. They're accountable for your child. So we make sure that the accountability that the federal government says that they receive 504 compliance is completed. And excuses like, well, there's a large class size, or, you know, you're not a teacher and I am, these aren't acceptable once we have a plan. But if you don't have a plan in place, success can be a hiccup and success can be a headache.
That is so true. You know, you shared with us a lot of information here, and I'm glad that you came on the air this morning because some people need to know this here, this 504 plan to be compliant. And I didn't even know that, and someone else didn't know that either. I have an email here. It's from a Mary that's saying that, can you outgrow asthma?
Okay. Now, a lot of things kind of come into that circle. Remember, when we talked about asthma, we talked about reactive airway response. So whatever the allergen was, often when people get older, they remove themselves from that environment. But once we have that allergy test, remember, it's called an allergy test, and it's a prickly test where either they do it on your forearm or on the upper part of your back. It's called the dorsal area, and they prick it, often with at least 24 needles in a small compartment. It's kind of like a small square box. Or if not, the second test is called an immunocap, and both of these tests are covered by Medicaid and CHIPS. And there, so when you go into the doctor, you can ask for these diagnostic tests. Once these tests are sent off to a lab, they're placed in an environment with 49 to 50 exposures. Some is to mold, some is to ragweed, some is to the different types of grass in your local area, some is to pecan trees. And we find out what's the highest response that they get. And if it's an immunocap, which is the most sensitive, which is the highest recommended, we find out what causes this asthma attack or what causes this allergic response. Now, some kids have an allergic response which causes something called anaphylaxis. And once we find out what causes the response that causes them to trigger something called an eosinophil response, which causes them to cough, and they say they feel like their throat is swelling, that's called eosinophil response, which is primarily in pediatric children. That causes something called bronchospasms, which, just think about, those are the bubbles inside of your lungs, and it causes them to fill up, and the child, you hear that whistling noise, which we call wheezing, it causes them to have that response. Now, what we do is we make sure that we evaluate environmental, we evaluate the ability of your lungs, and then we evaluate what causes it. So often they'll remove themselves from the environment and they'll say, I grew out of asthma. But they'll be introduced to another environment that has the same allergen, and they'll have an asthma attack, and they won't have their pump, their rescue inhaler, and they won't have access to any medication that stops that allergic response. So often they don't. They just remove themselves from the environment that causes the triggers.
Nurse Deidre, tell us now, this portion of our interview is just about come to an end. Where are you going to be located at your next event? So there's someone in that area, they can just come on out if they don't go to your website.
Our next event is actually scheduled and planned. We're doing the King and Queen Homecoming at South Oak Cliff High School, and it's called Curls That Cure. That's going to be later in October, but always check our Facebook page at positivebreathing.org or asthmachasers.com, and we'll post it. Or if not, you're always welcome to call the company number at 469-245-7994. Again, that's 469-245-7994. And if nothing else, just go to Bing or Google and type in asthma chasers, and all our data will come up, and we'll have a clinician respond with you as soon as possible to see if you're eligible for our program.
That's great. Now, if they, when they make their way to your mobile asthmatic unit, what information would they need?
For our community events, what we do is we just ask that they come and they have some type of information to correspond with us to make sure that they can adapt to the data that we're going to give them. But we want to see if they're eligible to get enrolled for the services that are already able to them, so we make sure we alert them. If we do a quick interview, of always the HEPA accountability of the clinician, because it's private information if they want to share about their child. And like I said, we help children with autism. We help children with mild cases of MR. We help children that have neurological diseases. We also help children who have emotional disorders. If your child's in special needs or if they have a cognitive disability, if they're in if they have a learning disability or in an ECI program, our new program allows them to have access to it. And if you have an asthmatic that's sick and you don't have a nebulizer, we want to see if you're eligible through the program to either get a spacer, to get something called a peak flow meter, which are DME equipment, or if not, a nebulizer. And a lot of children have them, but their equipment is broken. And if your equipment is broken and we can help you facilitate free equipment, it kind of stops that 3 o'clock in the morning 911 call when it's an emergency rather than a transition for a prescription refill.
Hey, man, that's great. Hey, I'm looking at your website right now, and I see where you, someone has set up a booth here, and they was talking to a group of young people about asthma there. Is that you on the picture there that's wearing a lab coat?
Yeah, that's me wearing a lab coat. And just before I, that's me. I'm Nurse North. I always have a lab coat on. But before I go,
that's great.
Biggest,
thank you.
The biggest things that are at my heart, just the parents and family members. If you have a child that's in a daycare setting and you drop off medicine, a lot of things that we come across is a lot of people at the daycares can't read the medication and they don't understand how to administer it. So before you leave that asthma medication, make sure that the person you give the medicine to can read it and they know how to give your child that medicine. Or if your child needs to teach them how to give it to them, don't just drop off the medicine. Make sure that your child knows how to take it, or that person either knows how to take it, they've either used an inhaler, or if not, your child can show them how to use it, or let your child have a voice and say, I need my inhaler. Because a lot of times at daycares, a lot of the people who work there, their literacy is incompetent in managing an illness. So your child needs to know when he needs to ask for his inhaler, because they may not know when it's time to give your child their medicine or when your child is in distress.
We seem to have lost. Oh, there you go. You still there?
I'm still here.
All right, Dr. Dietrich, Nurse Dietrich, I'm calling you doctor, but you really informed me a lot of information. Nurse Dietrich, before we let you off the air, tell us the importance it is for us to maintain our health regarding asthma. Sometimes we ignore these things. They're not, and they fail. It's life-threatening. So give us a quick insight on how important it is to manage that at an early signs of trouble.
Okay. Whenever I go into this piece, my heart really goes out to children that know they have asthma, but they don't understand the process. So we had this year, just in DeSoto, a little girl named Madison Christine, and she was a second grader. And she passed because she had an asthma attack. And she actually passed away on the way to a hospital. So having a plan and going through the process is so important, because your child has no voice unless you give it to them in this environment. And that's why we pour our lifeblood, we pour our life savings into the life of a child, because if she could have had a voice in different areas, maybe she'd still be here. She was only in the second grade. We honored her at one of our last state shows. We built her a mural. She just passed away in February from an asthma attack. So whenever you think of your child's asthma, every child's reaction is different. So you have to appreciate that breath of life that your child has and have a plan for success at all times.
And thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I want people to take advantage of the information that Nurse Dietrich shared with us this morning regarding the program he's a part of, Positive Breathers. He gave us a website. He gave us some phone. Please follow up on that. You know, and our program, as David said, helped save a life. You know, you can do that by just being involved in the health of your child, making sure that they have adequate health advice and the medication that's available. He gave us some information about free services. Let's take advantage of that. And if you don't need it yourself, share this information with someone else that may be in need of it. Nurse Deidre, thank you very much. Again, give us that website location, and so it would be no mistake about what you're talking about.
Again, that's asthmachasers.com. That's asthmachasers.com. And we always have a clinician accessible at the number 469-245-7994. Again, 469-245-7994. And we ask that you definitely look us up. We're with the Department of Children's Health and Pregnant Women, and that's a case management program through the state. It's absolutely free. It costs you nothing to see if you're eligible, because you may need your medical equipment replaced, whether you're asthmatic or if you have autism or bipolar or any other behavioral needs, and you need your 504 compliance. We have a case manager that's ready to enroll, and we're clear across every zip code in the state of Texas. And that phone number, again, is 469-245-7994. And I'm so grateful for your time, because we love helping those who can't help themselves. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And we're looking forward to having you to be a guest on here at a later date. And please keep us up to what's going on. We're going to follow your link and let us know if any of the events coming up. And we'd be happy to share that with our listening audience.
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. We just got to listen to Talking With Nurse Deidre with the Positive Breathing Program. He'll share some information regarding that program, and we ask you to take full advantage of that. And now we have on the line right now Pastor Dunn. Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for holding on. Now, we kind of went over the our first guest because it had so much information. And I hope you were able
sir.
To catch some of that.
I actually know Nurse Deidre. He is on our prayer line in the morning. I've known him for about 7 or 8 years. He's a very good brother. Him and his wife, they do a wonderful, wonderful job. That's their heart and passion, is to minister to those that are affected with asthma and just really get the information out. So he's a great brother.
And you know what? He was sharing some information that's very important. You know, not only do we want to take care of the spiritual man, we also want to make room for the physical man, you know? I can pray for you and pray with you, but I also know some places that you could go that the hand of God be working through. And that's a powerful thing now.
Yes, sir. Amen. You can pray, but you have to act on it.
Yes, you do. You have to act on it. Because even Jesus, after he prayed for people, he said, now go show yourself to the
to the
priest. And that means that's a doctor. Now you go to the doctor and let him give you
a
clear bill of health. And that gives us a comfort. You know, hey, doctor, I had this pain. And you go there and the doctor said, I don't see nothing. You say, wow, I was cured.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The evidence and the manifestation of
prayer
showing yourself.
Oh, that is so true. Hey, thank you once again for calling in. You know what? You got some stuff that you'd like to share with us this morning about a program that you're putting together, a program that you're a part of. And people need to hear this. Our listening audience need to hear this. Now, come on, tell us who you are and what you are all about for the kingdom.
Well first, Joel, I want to thank you for having me on. I tell you, you're doing a great job. We have an opportunity to come on and to share with people, get the information out, and information is key. And my name is Don Cheadle, pastor of Faith Bible Church of North Dallas in the great city of West Dallas, amen. And
amen.
We are having today it's a family affair. Catch on to the phrase, it's a family affair celebration in West Dallas. We're feeding that whole city. Many people that come out, we're going to minister to them, and we have a free concert that's going on. We've got some wonderful artists that are going to be present. Our heart is for that community, and the name of our community development corporation is called One U Life, and that's O-N-E, One UNITE, one U light, and we're unity, love, inspiring, teaching excellence. And so that's what we're doing, and it's our first access, our first outreach that we're doing. Our CDC is, this is brand new. It started in January of 2015, but God said to reach out to the community and the inner city. That's where our heart is. You know, we're reaching out to those. And the great thing about it, Joel, is that we're not reaching out alone. We've got pastors. We've got other nonprofits. We've got businessmen all over West Dallas that we have partnered with. And we are making an impact to the foundation that has already been laid. They've laid a good foundation, so we're just Dallas in to help build on that foundation.
And Pastor Don.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now tell us about this the program and what you're putting together. And also, we want some information on how people can contact you and be a part of what you're doing for the community.
Amen. The program today is it's a family affair. If you want to get information on the program today, or if you even want to come out, it's at the Maddie Nash Myrtle Davis Recreation Center. That's located at 3710 North Hampton Road, and it's on the corner of Vickers and North Hampton. If you want to get on to visit us on our website, it's oneulight.org. Feel free to come out. We are reaching out to help those, amen, that are a little less fortunate. If you know West Dallas and some parts of the area that we're in, the people, they just really don't have much of anything. They need help. And so by us reaching out, we're bringing a free concert. We've got groups out there that are artists, that are well-known artists, recording artists. Fingerprints is a local jazz band, a jazz group that's going to be there. I'm telling you, this group is awesome. I mean, we've got people that when we advertised that they were going to be at our event, they were asking us what time, where, we're ready to come. We've got a gospel artist that's a rapper. His name is Skip Witness. Amen. And if you go on his website, just look under YouTube, Swift Witness, you'll hear a brother that can really bring it. As well as we have a mind ministry that's going to be there. It's called Beyond the Veil. Amen. And that's with Lakeland McKnight. I'm telling you that she ushers in the anointing of God when she ministers. She really knows that God has called her to do this, and she can really minister, man. And we have one of my favorite artists of all time. I've known him for over 25 years. His name is Jay Mitch, and he's just had his first single release, It's My Birthday. Now, if it's your birthday or if it's not your birthday, you've got to hear this song, because this is just a song that everybody is going to jam to. And so we've got partners, we've got some nonprofits that are partnering with us. We've got Miss Eva Thomas, we've got Elder Jordan with her ministry going to be there, Bishop Thomas going to be there. We've got just so many people that have helped and have come together. And Bishop Thomas, their ministry is in Pleasant Grove. So they have so many wonderful things that they have done to help us. And we're just partnering together. And you'll be able to get all this information. We've got vendors that are going to be there giving away free stuff. Man, we got some free giveaways that we're going to be giving away. There's just a whole lot of good stuff going on. And I tell you, the thing is that we are unity for the community. That's what we're doing. We're unifying, and we're coming together to reach out to this wonderful community. They're wonderful people. Amen. They have a great heart, and we're just excited. We're really excited. to be a part of it. Like I said, there's so many wonderful things. We've got games. We've got a bounce house. We've got a domino tournament. We've got a dance contest. We've got a karaoke contest. You just got to be there because, I mean, this is
you know
a
what?
Family
I've been
affair.
I've been to several. I've been to several events that's been that the Linda Jordan Ministry and along with your ministry have been a part of, and I had truly been blessed. And I know that this isn't y'all first time in the West Dallas area. Y'all have a heart and a passion for the West Dallas and the people of West Dallas. But how important it is that it's been Father's Day weekend for men. Now, you don't have very much time, but share with us as brief as possible how important it is for men to step up to the plate.
Amen, and that is so important, Joel. I tell you, as men, we have to take our rightful place. God will fill the gap, and we know that in
yes.
Christ there's neither male nor female, and he will put who he has to put in place, and I thank God for the women that have stepped up to the plate. But we are reaching out to the men of West Dallas. You know, all they need to do is be reminded of who they really are, and they need there are some programs that we have connected with that are reaching out to men, that are giving those that have a few hiccups on their records a second chance and giving
yes.
them jobs. There's help, and it's so important that we give them the right message and that we let them know that, hey, you can do this. You know, you can turn your situation around and be the man of God and reach out to the families and take our rightful place and help these young kids that are coming up, these little young boys. They need godly men to show them only what I believe a godly man can show them. There are things that women can do, and thank God for the women again. But when
Amen.
A man needs to step up, he needs to step up, and we're going to help him do that.
Hey, Pastor Doug, we got so much to talk about. I love you to come back on here
yes,
again.
Sir.
Again, tell us where your location is and the time. So everyone, make their way to West Dallas to be a part of what's going on over there. Help change your life
All
in
right.
Jesus' name. Now, give us the address.
All right. We are,
time.
We are going to be at 3710 North Hampton in the great city of West Dallas, and that is on the corner of North Hampton and Vickers. It's a family affair. Come on now, you guys got that beat with you. Right? It's a family affair, and we want you to come out. All of our family and all of our peeps, we want to see you. It's a family affair celebration. We're going to have some fun.
Hey, man, and what's the time of that event? So if you don't want to know, I could still make it.
We're going to be out there from 11 a.m., that's in a couple hours, to 3 p.m. Now,
all
hopefully
right.
we don't go too far over that time, but that's our time slot, and it's just going to be a wonderful time. So it's today from 11 to 3 at Maddie Nash Myrtle Davis Recreation Center right on Hampton, North Hampton in West Dallas.
Well, God bless you. I'll show love to come over there myself. I got a juvenile ministry I have to go to today. But all roads lead through West Dallas, so who knows? I just may make it. Thank you very much for coming out here and sharing that information. And you know what? Man, you got to talk again offline. There's so much stuff that we need to talk about regarding
yeah.
ministry. And you're my friend. You're my friend in the ministry.
I share those same sentiments, and I appreciate you so much, Brother Joel, and we will get together. We will continue to work together, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Enjoy the event today.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless.
Amen. Oh, what a great event. Tell us about the event going on at the Maddie Nash Recreation Center in the West Dallas. Now, without any further delay, we have a friend of mine that's going to come on here, and he's going to share with us some things concerning our young men, because the title of our program today is called Body, Mind, and Soul. We talked about the health aspect of life, and we talked about the mind, which is talking about recapture our community, be involved in our community. And now we're going to talk about the soul, help change a life. You know, that's the title of our ministry. You know, that's what we're all about. As the scripture said, James 5 and 20 said, let them know the errors of their ways and save their soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. I'd like to bring to you at this end time, Mr. David Jeter. Mr. Gino, he's very active, involved in the life of our young men, and he's going to come on here and tell us how important it is to help change a life for Jesus. Good morning, Mr. Jeter.
Good morning, Mr. Lewis. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry. You know, we had a great show this morning. Yeah, all our shows are great.
Yes.
Don't nobody else like them. I do. You know.
Yes, sir. I've enjoyed
it. Yeah, this is God's business.
Yes, sir.
This is God's business, you know. And a lot of times we want to know what we want. What would you have me to do, Lord, after you, after all the craziness I done? And this is what God wants you to do: be involved in the life of someone.
That's true. That's true.
So,
yes,
Mr. Ajita, I will call you Dave, call you my friend. Dave, tell us about
you,
what
thank
God
thank
got you.
You
doing at this time in your life.
Well, God has me working with young people. That's one of my passions, and trying to help them change their lives around. And I really enjoyed it. I really believe one of the philosophies that we use is you change the way the young man thinks, therefore you change the way he acts.
That's so true.
And that's really been a proven factor too, and it really does work.
Yes, it does. You know, because today in a couple of hours, I'm going down to the juvenile department, and the young men they have so many things that they're facing. You know, but yeah,
that's
we just try to disrupt that negative thought and try to set them on another path. Because someone did it for us. I didn't get to where I'm
that's
at
true.
Overnight, and I'm pretty sure you didn't either. So
you're absolutely correct.
It takes
it takes a village too. It takes a village. That old philosophy still works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And you know what? You're on the front line. I only do it every couple of times a month, but you're out there every day doing this.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's a challenge, but it's a worthwhile challenge.
It's a very worthwhile challenge, especially when you can see one's life change around. It's really very rewarding, I tell you. It's very rewarding.
Now, Mr. Jeter, now as you talk to the young men and you see that they have this roughness around them, you know, they got this wall built up. And tell
yes,
me the joy and the satisfaction you get as you start seeing that the walls are coming down, brick by brick.
Well, a lot of them, unfortunately, are because they're being raised by single parent homes. And then there's no male role model for them to see how a real man is supposed to act and supposed to treat a lady. So a lot of them have a lot of bitterness and a lot of hardness. But once they get over that hardness and bitterness, you see that they really start shining through. They just want somebody to care about them. And there's so much reward when that happens, because you can tell when a change appears.
And you know, that's so true, because we live in a different generation. I come from a single parent home, but yet I had relatives, men, to come up and step up to the plate. I also had neighbors. Well, you know, when I got an old piece of car, they showed me how to work on a car, and they wasn't
yes,
one anything. They just wanted to just share their skills and talent with me, and that's something we're missing in this generation.
You're so true. And it makes a big difference, too. It makes a very big. And I'm not saying that a woman can't raise a child. I'm not saying that by no means. But I'm saying it's good when you have a male role model there to show them how to be a man.
Yeah, and that is so true. That is so, and we talking along this line today. You know, tomorrow is Father's Day, and some of us feel like
yes,
we missed the mark as being a father. We fell short, and you know what? I thank God for grandkids, because they give us opportunity to make up for the need that we missed out when we were younger. You know,
I can't wait to get to that point.
I tell you what, I have grandkids think I'm the best thing in the world, but my kids can tell them something different.
I can understand that.
but as we mature and we have other people's lives that we're responsible for, because no man is an island, how can
we
offset the things that the enemy have attempted to snatch from our young people, mainly their future?
Well, definitely just keep them in prayer. Keep them in prayer. We're going to try to get to understand them and get their point of view. But one of my definite philosophies is prayer changes things. And they are our future, so we really have to keep them in prayer. And keep ourselves lifted up in prayer as well.
And that's so true. Now, what are some of the things that you see our young people are facing? You know, because you work with them on a day-to-day basis. What are you saying? Some of the things that they're just fearful of, or some challenges that we may be overlooking?
Well, some of them are really fearful of growing up. fearful growing up. Of course, you know, I'm a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, so that's really what I tap into. A lot of things, that's the only thing, the only way I'm going to be able to make money is to sell drugs. And once they start selling drugs, it's really hard to kind of reel them in. Hey, listen, you need to make an honest living, because if you keep selling drugs, it's just going to continue to have you locked up. So that's one of the main things I try to focus on, is like, there's more ways out there to make money besides selling drugs. You know, so if we can get their path off of there, then we have a chance. Then we have a really good chance.
You know, that is so true, because I share with young men from time to time. They were telling me, why would I want to work at a McDonald's or Jack in the Box or any place when I can make mad money, you know? Look at here,
exactly.
I can make this here in an hour. What you telling me to work a month to do this?
That's true. That's true. That is so true. But the thing that what my comeback with that is, at least if you're working at McDonald's and you're making an honest living, you don't have to worry about the priest when they pull up beside you or behind you, and whether I'm gonna go to jail or not. You know,
yeah.
That's the benefit of that. You can't take back is time.
Yeah, and that is so true. And one other thing too that I hear that the young people are facing, like their future. So a lot of them do not think that they have a future. They can't say they see themselves tomorrow.
That's true. And what we have to do is give them hope. We have to give them hope. And some of them don't have hope to stand on. So sometimes
yeah.
they got to lean on your hope and your belief in them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes some kids have never been told they've been loved or you can do this. So once you start giving that and building their self-esteem up, then you once again, you see the impact. Because that's what you want to see. You want to see the impact.
And that is so true. And, you know, I talk to young men, and a lot of times they're saying, well, why would I want to do anything different? Because my dad's in jail, my granddad's in jail,
exactly.
my brothers and
mm-hmm.
uncles. So eventually I'm going to go to jail. I have that same path mm-hmm. that I'm going down. And it's terrible. It breaks my heart.
Yeah. And what you have to do is you have to tell them, hey, someone, you got to break the cycle. Someone, you have to want to break the cycle. If you don't want to break the cycle, then yeah, you end up in jail because that's what you think is that all is left for you. But you have to want to break the cycle.
Yeah, and then you know, I always refer to it as a redirecting their thoughts, because as I was doing a computer training class, and I was asking the young men, because we do a life skill course along with just learning about skill, but also how to navigate through life. You know, how to present yourself for a job, and how to talk to people,
mm-hmm.
and how to diffuse conflicts in life. You know, because
mm.
a lot of times young people don't know how to do it. They figure, hey, I'm gonna handle this here just like this, and then they'll realize
that that's right. That's right.
You know,
you're absolutely correct.
And I had some young men, and I asked them, I said, now, would you hire yourself? You know, they looked around,
mm-hmm.
and some of them said, hey, I wouldn't even hire myself. I said, oh, my God, you don't think enough of yourself to hire yourself.
That's something, isn't it?
That is something. So we have to mm-hmm. redirect their thoughts. Let them
That's
know
right.
they're valuable. They,
That's
you know,
right.
they worth it. You know, a lot of them don't think they have any value, no word.
That's true. That is so true.
And you know more than I do, and just as much as I do. Now, as you go to jail, they devalue you. You know, you just in there, they talk to you any kind of way, they treat you any kind of way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you're
that is true.
Any length of time, you don't feel valuable.
No, you don't feel valued at all because they need that. I mean, they talk to you so bad. You know what I'm saying? And then, again, some people get so used to that, you know.
Exactly, because they start expecting it. People tell them when to talk, when to get up, when to go to bed.
Yes, sir.
You've been institutionalized, you know.
That's right.
How far
that's
you
true.
Can go.
Yes, sir. That's
you know,
right.
And then they tell you that you're going to come back, and you start feeding into that. Hey,
you start feeding into that.
Back.
mm-hmm.
You know? But I thank God for
yes,
you
sir.
And what you're doing and people that work with you, because I know you're not in this alone. And
I know
what
I'm
keeps
not.
You going, because you've been doing this for a while, and guess what? You're getting paid for this, but
yes,
it ain't not enough money to keep you doing what you do.
that is so true. I've been doing it for over 25 years, and I truly love what I do. And it's only God that gives me the strength to do what I do. Because I travel. I travel all over, from Bonham, Texas, to Corsicana, to Teague, to Sulphur Springs. I mean, I really do. So I'm not just in one location. But God has given me the strength and ability and the fortitude to be able to do that. So it's all about giving back. It's all about giving back. And I give him all the praise for that. But I also learned how to take my rest time, too. So sometimes the body needs rest, and I know how to get that as well.
I'm glad you said that. That's why I showed about body, so you can't separate one from the other. It's all internet.
No, you can't. No, you cannot. I tell you.
Now, tell me that, David. Now, you know, we know a lot of tragedies that's involved in the life of our young men, but that's also some great testimonies. Can you share a testimony,
yes,
as brief as possible, about a young man that was on the road to destruction, but yet, someone intervened in his life, shared the gospel with him, and showed him that there's a better way of living and doing things?
There's a young man that was born in Houston, raised in Houston. Stepfather used to beat him so bad that strap him to a bed, whoop him so bad that he would bleed. And then after that, he would pour alcohol into his wounds. That young man, of course, unfortunately joined the gang, killed someone, went to the juvenile system, and then came out to the program that I was at the time. And now he's a fireman for a local fire department. And he's doing, and as a minister, a social minister, his wife, and as a kid now, totally changed his life around because people around him cared enough about him to show him that, hey, listen, someone loves you. You know, yes, that happened. It was tragic in your past. Now you can move on from there. So it's all about, you know, showing like this, showing that he can have hope, and showing that he can live a better life. And that young man is doing phenomenal now. And he, as in turn, is giving back as well. So, and one day you and I have to talk about it. I'd like to have him on your show too as well, if it's okay with you. But he is definitely a testimony, definitely. But it's just about giving back. Just about giving back.
That is so true. I tell you what, yes, if you could get in touch with him, if he would like to, he's welcome to be on there. And anybody that you suggest as regarding what you're doing, because that's what that experience is about. You know, we're about encouraging and challenging people to be more they can be. Now, Dave, as we're up on the eve of Father's Day, how important it is for us as men, fathers, to take ownership and to be, even if it's not our biological child, but to take someone up under our wing and to just encourage them and let them know, yes, we messed up, but God is a gracious and forgiving God. He forgave Peter. I figure all of us like
true.
Peter. We messed up, but God said, come on, I'm going to use you anyway. You know, how important it is so important.
And then a lot of young men are becoming fathers themselves.
Yeah.
So they have to learn how to be a good father. You know what I'm saying? I often tell them, the young men, if you sagging, if you take me home to your 5-year-old son, I bet you he's going to be sagging too. Because he sees you do it. So you have to lead by example. So, I mean, that's how we have to lead. We have to show them that we care about them. Lead by example, and just wrap our arms around them. You know, it's okay to do that.
Yes, it is. Dave, thank you very much for your spending time with us this morning and showing us and telling us the importance it is to speaking to the lives of our young men. Our young men are our future, because one day we're not going to be here anymore, and we want to leave a legacy that someone can be alone.
That is so true. That's right.
Because we done made some mistakes, but guess what?
Yes,
God,
sir.
He sent us a way of escape through his son, Jesus, and also sent us men. They said, man, I messed
up
too, Dave. But
That's right.
Come on, get up and follow me as
I follow
Christ Jesus. So
this weekend,
we ought to be able to speak into the lives of our young men, whether they're your son or someone else's son. We all are called to help raise this village.
That's true. That is so true. So true.
Well, David, thank you very much. And I'm looking
thank
forward
you
to having
me.
Guests on here. And thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for doing what you do, because I feel the impact as I go to the juvenile, because I know that these young men, once I talk to them, someone else is going to talk to them. I'm not alone.
Yes, sir.
I'm not the only voice that they listen to, that they hear.
That's true. That's right.
So
that's
thank
true.
You.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. And I look forward to having you on here again, okay?
I look forward to it as well. Good talking to you. Take care of yourself. Can I leave my numbers or address or emails or anything for anything?
Yes, you sure can. Go right ahead.
Okay. That's going to be David. My email address, david.jeter, that's J-E-T-E-R, 0407 at yahoo.com. And my mobile number is 214-280-4496. Okay.
All right, great. And anyone need to contact you, they can contact you that way regarding issues dealing with young men. Also, I know you make yourself available. Come out and talk to a set of young people. Also.
Yes, I will. Yes, sir, I will.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you. Hey, happy Father's Day to you. Enjoy the weekend.
God bless you. Happy Father's Day to you, too. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, God bless. Hey, man.
God bless you.
Great interview that we had. That was Mr. David. Amen. We got Brother Daniel on the line here. He's been waiting patiently. Brother Daniel.
Morning, Brother Lewis.
Daniel. Good morning, man. Man, what a great show we had, man. You know, we had a great show today.
Yeah, I enjoyed all your guests you had on today.
You know what? The show is getting so populated now, man, we might have to add additional time to it because we had three guests on this morning, and they all had something to add to the ministry, to the community, to the lives of our young people, and to society as a whole. We had Mr. Derrick there, man, with
hard,
positive reasons.
It's kind of hard to put an hour into probably an hour, 2 hours worth of, you know, people, ideas and dreams and stuff and together, you know. But today, Reverend Lewis, I'd like to talk about something happening in our country today. You know, we really don't talk about it. You know, we don't really want to see stuff like this happen, but we want to give our sympathy to all those people that lost their lives in South Carolina.
Thank you, Brother Daniel.
And I like to give thanks to these families to tell them that God is the one that can heal all hearts, broken hearts, all pain that you seem like you can't leave out your heart and your mind. God can ease all this pain of tragedy, the tragedy of losing 9 people. Can you imagine that, Reverend Lewis?
I can't imagine that, Brother Daniel, but it happened. Not at church. I can't imagine that, man, but that's a society in which we live in today. And I'm glad you brought that up, brother, because I was going to close out on that. But you're on the mark there, Brother Daniel. You're on the mark. So go ahead and share your thoughts and comments regarding that.
Well, I really, and now I'm just saying it's my opinion. And I believe there's a spirit out in this earth in this country today that basically is taking control of all people that are really basically they're like empty vessels waiting to be taken over. And if your spirit is already weak, the enemy can come in and take over your mind and basically make you do something that really don't make any sense. It's not godly. It's not any kind of natural sense for somebody to do something like that. And what's happening today, people are longing for God, and they don't want to really admit that they need God. Everybody needs God. You need Jesus in your life. You can't find relief from money and sports, television. You need Jesus Christ in your heart in order to make your life better.
Yeah.
And what's happening? They're like people that wandering from one place to another, finding fault in other people, and then lashing out because one person won't conform to your dream or your idea. You know. And that basically is what it is.
And that is so true, that brother. And you know, the Satan is running rampant, but those that are restored are called to stand up and raise a standard. Those men and women that survived this great tragedy in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, they're standing. They're standing and letting them know, hey, Satan, you have no authority here. And it's calling people from north, south, east, and west to lift up the standard and say, we're not going to take this anymore. The precious blood of Jesus is able to wipe away all sins and sorrows of our heart. And you know, Brother Daniel, and you know, that affects all of us. It isn't just isolated there in North Carolina. It's the same thing here in Dallas, Texas, in Los Angeles, California, in Detroit, Michigan, brother. Like you say, it's a spirit, man, that's roaming around to fill empty vessels. And we have to have something in us to hold us.
You know, somehow ironic about it, one of the pastor, he was a senator or something like that, wasn't he? Pinckney, I think his name is Pinckney. Remember, Lewis?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, go right ahead.
And he was getting ready to pass a bill about armor body piercing for police officers or something like that. And he had left his seat in the house and then he got ready. He was just ready to go to church. And this guy just sat right inside him. He sat beside him. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Satan, have his legion.
He has
out
no
there,
place
man,
in he has no place
like
in our society today. You know, and today we need to pray for this spirit. Pray for this spirit that it leads all our young people's minds and the spirit of Jesus Christ free all the young people, all young people's minds from the spirit of violence and death and destruction.
That's so true, Brother Daniel. Not only pray, but also give them tools to work with, man, because we got to give them scriptures that they can hold fast to. You know, something that they could, that brings to their remembrance how they should handle themselves, how they should fight off the wiles of the enemy, putting on that whole armor of God, brother. And that means having something inside of you, as you said, being filled, brother. We pray for them to be aware of scriptures, beware of godly principles. Beware that there is a God and that he holds our future. A lot of times people don't see themselves. That young man that did this in South Carolina, he didn't see himself having no future. And Satan tries to distill our future from all of them, young and old. He said, well, you know, it don't make a difference. Tomorrow, you ain't going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow you got to face the same thing. No, you don't. You don't have to face God. Give us verses each day. That's why you go to sleep. You know, to me, you go to sleep so the God can renew you and refresh you, brother. The thing that plagues you today don't have to be a hindrance to you tomorrow. If you turn it over to
Every
Jesus.
Day is a new battle.
You know.
Every day
you know,
is a
I'm
new
doing,
battle.
I'm doing a message later on today, and it's talking about walking with Jesus. It's talking about those men on the road to Emmaus and how they were contemplating their future and what they saw, and their hearts was heavy. But yet Jesus walked up beside them. And, man, Brother Daniel, you have to realize that Jesus walks with us in every area of our life. Finances, income. He's right there with us. He never would leave us off a second. But we have to recognize that, and we have to be able to draw from what we know about him.
We got to walk on our own.
Yeah.
Basically what you're saying. God gave us
I'm saying that we don't walk alone. We walk with Jesus. He doesn't.
No, you walk
sometimes
with.
Sometimes people think they're alone, brother. How often do we feel like we're alone? You know, I'm only in this by myself. You know, Brother Daniel, I got to get on out of here, brother, because our time is up. Man, Yeah, I know about the breakfast, and I got a school I need to go to today, but I'm going to try to make it over there. It's from 10 to 12, right? Give us the address and who's putting on that, brother. Tell us about it.
6607 Hampton Road.
Okay.
We're having a man's breakfast today.
What's the name of the place? Can you give us a location?
New Birth Church International.
Okay, great. On Hampton Road, Dallas, Texas.
6607.
All right, great. Everybody make their way out that way. Brother Daniel's invited us out to a breakfast this morning. Brother Daniel, thank you for being a co-host on the program. Brother, you know what? The show wouldn't be what it is without you, without your thoughts and your comments. Thank you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what God is doing with you. In spite of everything going on in all our life, we still serve a living and risen Savior, brother. We could throw our hands up and just give up, but we don't. And guess what? Someone is making note of that, and they say, hey, Brother Daniel can go through it. I can go through it, too. So thank you for what you're doing, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lewis. I do sometime. I don't know how I'm going to go on, but I know God put people into our lives to draw strength out of them to make us stronger.
Yes.
You know, we've been knowing each other since we were kids, man. You know, we stay the same friends. You know, we might have our little spats and everything, but we still pull together. You know,
and that's it. That is so true. That's what Christian life is all about, brother. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. So thank you. You're my friend, brother. You're my friend. Hey, I'll tell you what, close out in a word of prayer and enjoy your day, and I hope to see you in a couple of hours, okay?
Heavenly Father, as we gather today, we are to bring out the spirit of togetherness in men. The theme for the day is help us build stronger men to rule our society and world. Help the men from all the way from age 12 to 33 and all. Help the men find the spirit of Jesus Christ in their heart to be able to raise their families and make productive people in the world. The spirit of strong men, that's what we're working for today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, our brother Dan. You have been listening to another great show, Free on the Inside, with Minister Joel Lewis and co-host Brother Richard Daniel. Thank you. God bless you. We pray that you enjoyed our program today. The title of our show was Body, Mind, and Soul. You know, we had some great guests on this morning. We asked you to go back and listen to our archive section. They gave us some numbers and some contact information. Make use of it. Make use of it and share it with someone. Have a great day in the Lord and the power of His might. And happy Father's Day to all you fathers. And speaking to the life of a young person today, help change a life in Jesus' name. Amen. Be strong in the Lord.
Amen. Be free on the inside.
Free on the Inside with Minister Joel Lewis. The show you're listening to is Body, Mind, and Soul. God bless you. Till next week. Amen.